This is St. Louis Public Radio. Summer is approaching, a time when Missouri residents hit the road for a little R&R. But legislators aren't making transportation projects a priority during the 2017 session, so the journey may be a little rougher than expected. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin takes a look at where the construction is, isn't, and won't be for some time.
This is U.S. Highway 54 between Fulton and Jefferson City, one of the main four-lane routes to the Lake of the Ozarks. In 2015, nearly 13,000 vehicles a day used this stretch of highway from where it meets Interstate 70 to get to the lake. Right now, crews are doing basic maintenance, resurfacing the westbound lanes while eastbound traffic zooms by. To pay for it and other routine maintenance needs, the Missouri Department of Transportation is using a reserve fund that's supposed to go toward emergencies and natural disasters. Ed Hassinger, MoDOT's chief engineer, says that's not a problem right now, but it will be if they have to draw from it for another 3 years.
Fatalities on our roadway system are up, and there are a lot of safety improvements that we're just not able to get to that we would like to be able to get to. And that doesn't even talk about the projects to spur economic development.
But there's virtually nothing to put toward planning for and contracting out new projects, and there's no plans on how to improve Interstate 70, which runs the length of the state. Roughly 75,000 vehicles a day drove along some part of the interstate in the St. Louis area in 2015. Hassinger calls I-70 the poster child for Missouri's transportation funding woes.
It's really not just I-70. I-44 is not that far behind. It's a huge issue because the interstates are where commerce moves in this state. You know, that's where freight moves. That's how we efficiently move people and services around the state. So it's a critical part of our system that we really need to figure out how we're going to reconstruct that.
But lawmakers won't even consider raising the state's fuel tax and turning I-70 into a toll road. Most of the GOP majority considers toll roads to be another form of taxation. They've even gone so far as to propose a ban on the use of state or federal money for, quote, any cost associated with the tolling of interstate highways. Leonard Tingis is president of Associated General Contractors of Missouri, which lobbies for road and bridge contractors. He says various special interests, from the trucking industry to local governments to advocates for the poor, all oppose either one or both options.
All these different special interest groups just keep us in sort of a circular firing squad situation where we continue to keep the guns aimed inward while other states, Iowa, Arkansas, Illinois, Kansas, all continue to make investments in their systems.
One St. Louis contractor believes that putting more money towards roads and bridges will lift up minority-owned businesses like his. Lionel Phillips runs Phillips Concrete Services and says he's never received a contract from MoDOT.
And I put it on myself. I don't put it on anybody else. I can't put it on contractors or whatever because the name of the game is having a competitive bid. But if there's more opportunities to bid, I'll figure out how to get selected.
Even big contractors are feeling neglected. Emery Sapp & Sons does road and bridge construction for several states in the country's midsection, including Missouri. Chip Jones, a manager in Columbia, says the company has only 5 contracts here this year.
Unfortunately, the size of the projects were more of a maintain, so it's just piecemealing the existing infrastructure. So the size and scope is way down.
Jones says he understands why lawmakers and voters don't want to raise taxes, but believes better roads are a highway for growth in other critical areas.
I truly believe if you go look at other states, once the highway program's in place, the businesses come, and then the improvement in living and the schools improve as well.
Some lawmakers filed major transportation funding bills in January, but nearly all have gone nowhere and aren't likely to with only 3 weeks left in session. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.